well-known Rambans. I'm focused on one specific Ramban. The Ramban comments on Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, as you know, the Torah describes at the beginning of Lech Lecha, his odyssey. Avram Avinu wandered from place to place. That we see clearly. At one point, let's just see the pasuk at the beginning of Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk above. Vayavar Avram Baaretz Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Elom Moreh. He's now traveling in Eretz Yisrael. He traversed all of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem promised him the land. From there he went to Beit El. And then the Torah says, Vayet Olo Beit El Miyam Vi'ay Mikedem. He built him his bach. He continues to travel. Holof Manasa Negba. The Ramban writes, he's traveling towards Yerushalayim. He's Nimshach Tekdusha. And then we have the following Pesukim by Yirah Baaretz. And guess what? He leaves Eretz Yisrael, which, as you know, is no simple matter to leave Eretz Yisrael. There are heterim to leave Eretz Yisrael, as you certainly are aware. Number one, heter number one, Parnassa. Heter number two, get married. Heter number three,
learning.
All of the above, correct, excellent. All of the above that were mentioned over here, and keep it up, right? There are four or five heterim to leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I'm not discussing that, it's not my problem, I'm just mentioning the issue. Vayirah Baretz, he leaves Eretz Yisrael. And then we have, of course, the scenario, he tells his wife, Sarah, you are a very beautiful woman, if they'll see you, and they know you're my wife, so I will be eliminated, so please tell them you are my sister, and everything will be wonderful. And then the Torah goes on to describe that event, b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. Fine. Now, I want to start with this Ramban. I'm going to go to actually two or three Rambans, and you'll see where we're at. The first Ramban is, just by way of introduction to the topic I'm interested, Vayavar Avram Baaretz Ad Mekom Shechem, on page one over here. Omer l'chol klal, tavino so b'chol ha'parshus ha'boz, b'inyan Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. I'm going to reveal to you a klal, a principle, understand it, in all the parshus that deal with the avos. V'u'inyan gadol, hiskiru abosein b'derach tzar v'yamru. And now underline this next line. Kol ma she'ira l'avos, simu l'banim. Now, we generally are familiar with this expression, which actually is articulated in a number of different ways. How generally do we articulate the expression? Ma'ase avot, siman l'banim. The Ramban, as you can see, quotes the language from a Tanchuma, slightly different than what we have, but it's essentially the same idea. Kol ma she'ira le'avot, siman l'banim. Whatever happened to the avos, whatever events occurred to them, whatever episodes they underwent, that is a sign for the children. Let me just see what he means first. V'lachen yarichu haksuvim b'sipra ha'masot. The Torah goes out of his way. He's very prolix vis-a-vis a number of events that seemingly should not have really received that kind of lengthy treatment, such as b'sipur ha'masot. What does that refer to? All the travels. The chafirat ha'be'erot, that you remember. The Torah devotes many psukim to the wells that were dug by Yitzhak and then subsequently were, shall we say, Avimelech and his entourage decided to go and stuff those wells. I don't know if you're aware, much of Eretz Yisrael has been built by Melachto Nase Saideh Acherim.
Arabs.
Correct. Our cousins. And often, you will discover when people move into their homes, they discover the pipes have been stuffed and all kinds of other, shall we say, very all types of skullduggery in order to welcome us to our new homes and apartments and what have you. Anyway, so you have a description there. Avimelech and Yitzhak and back and forth. I'm not going to go into that issue right now. But the Ramban says, the Torah has a lengthy, I'll come back to you, Ellie, one second. Usha ha-mikrim, b'yachshav ha-choshev. So someone who thinks about it, kilo heim dvarim miyutarim heim mem toles. Why did the Torah spend so much time elaborating, expatiating on what seems to be, how shall we call them, common day, mundane, trite, cliché kind of events? Why all the lengthy discussion? Says the Ramban, the kulam boim lalamed al asin. All them come to teach us about the future of Jewish history. And then the Ramban goes into this, what seems to be a Kabbalistic kind of thing, and I'm just going to, I'll read it, okay, quickly. Ki kashe yavu hamikro denavi mishoshes ha'avos. When anything happened to one of the three avos, by the way, the Ramban calls them Nevi'im. Why are they called Nevi'im? Because the Navi by definition means someone who communicates with Hashem. There's a communication. Does Hashem speak to Avraham Avinu? Yes. Does he speak to Yitzchak? Yes. Does he speak to Yaakov? Yes. So we have, that's the definition of Navi. Navi is someone who communicates with Hashem. They were individuals who are not Navim, who are great people, but they did not communicate with Hashem. They're not called Navim. So when I have a Navi, and something happens, Yisboni Mimenu Hadavar, Hanigzo Lava Lazaro. What will the Navi do? Right away, the Navi projects that particular event that occurred to me clearly has ramification and consequences for future generations. The Ramban then goes on to describe things that were done by Nevi'im throughout Tanakh, such as, I won't read the whole thing, but I'll mention one or two of them. The Ramban refers to, for example, Yirmiyahu HaNavi is told to go to Nahar Prat, the Euphrates, and tie a rock over there to Nahar Pras. And what happened? The Navi is told to tell Klal Yisrael, just like that rock and that ribbon that was tied to the rock disintegrated, guess what? Kocha tishoka bubble. Bubble's also going to disintegrate. Bubble's going to destroy. They're involved in the Churban HaMikdash, but eventually they'll disintegrate, and that is the simon which is indicated by that rock. I'll give you another example. The Ramban does not mention it. He mentions the case of Elisha and the Keshe. I'll give you a more famous example. Hoshea is told to marry Eshed Znuniv, a prostitute. That is a rather, I would say, remarkable kind of nevuah to be told to a Navi, that a Navi should go to the red light district and marry an Eshed Znunim. So, what does the Rambam do with that? The Rambam does with that what he does with all of these examples that the Ramban gives. They're all Bachalom Nebuah. They never happened. Yirmiyahu is Bachalom. Just as the Ramban argues with the Rambam in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, three Malachim come, and guess what? They're eating tongue sandwiches with Gulden's mustard. So the Rambam says, all that was a dream. He doesn't mention gold in the Gemara. But the Rambam says, that was all a dream. Chalom. The Ramban says, are you absolutely gone off the deep end? Of course it happened. The Torah says. And all the Rishonim jump on the Rambam. But the Ramban, I'm not discussing the Rambam Shita right now. That you have to go to my course that I gave in the Vua for 2 years. But here I'm talking about the Shita Saramban. Ramban says that which happened to the others has relevance to the future. So that I'm starting with. Go ahead, Eli. Meanwhile, I'll make a bracha. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam
she'hakol nehiyah bidvaro. What's the significance of the gears of change? The mashi or allows, like, what happens in that
person? Okay, I cannot discuss that right now, but if you get me in a good mood, I shall discuss it. There are chilukim between the formulations. I think very fundamental chilukim. But right now, I'm simply indicating that whatever events occurred clearly have, shall we say, are writ large on the pages of Jewish history. That's how the Ramban understands it. And this is a well-known dictum. You know, they blazed the contours of our future, according to the Ramban. So what are we doing? By the way, this sounds like that Jewish history has been predetermined to such an extent where we have another problem, another theological problem, which is called, what happened to our Bechira? According to Ramban, there's no Bechira? I see you're giving me that look. But I'm simply asking on the Ramban. Sounds like all of history has been predetermined by the Avos, by their, shall we say, whatever activities they were involved in, whatever events occurred to them, they more or less blazed the contours of our future. So what are we doing? They designed the course of history. And what are we simply doing? We're treading in their footsteps, and maybe we're fleshing out some of the details. But that's unbelievable. It's a statement of the Ramban. That needs separate treatment, which I'm not... That's not my interest tonight. Yes?
It doesn't specify when they're going to happen, so...
That is not correct. I will show you momentarily how the Ramban spells out and details some of the events and connects it to event X and event Y. I'll show you in a moment. Yeah?
Maybe that only applies to a Hashgacha Klolis level.
You are now theorizing, but you have to... It's very easy to theorize. He must read the Ramban inside and see if that's what he holds. He does not agree with you.
On an individual level?
We'll soon momentarily see. I hear what you're saying. You're saying a Chiddush Gadol. Ramban does not agree with you. B'mchila. I hope you don't mind. There are two components of this statement. Kol Masha'ira La'ov Asim Al-Ban. One is the first thing I just said to you. That essentially they more or less sketched out the course of Jewish history for us. But there's something else which I think is equally important, and that is that the faith, the emunah, and the commitment that they demonstrated in the Mesiras Nefesh of the Avos and Imahos, just as they confronted trials and tribulations and emerged, how shall we say, spiritually unscathed, so too we, their descendants, will also, shall we say, can be confident of our ability to survive the long night of Golos and ultimately Yerid Gula. These are two very fundamental components of this Yisod, Kol Mashi'ir El Avos, Sim El Abad. Yes? Well, I'm asking you on the Ramban, you're just further intensifying my question. But I'm asking, doesn't it sound like everything is predetermined? I agree. Maskin. But the Ramban, because he lays down this principle, and I want to show you more specifically, Dani, in terms of what we are referring to. Look on the third page of this Ramban. I'm skipping a little bit, unfortunately. I see my time is limited. This needs about 500 hours. The Ramban in Pasuk Yud, Vayira Ba'aretz. And I want to talk about this, if I may, a bit more specifically, because here in the course of this Ramban, he refers to a number of items. Vayira Ba'aretz, Hine Avram, Yorad Lemitzvayim, Neharav. Avram, because of the famine, goes down to Mitzvayim. Lagusha, Lachios Nafsha, B'mei Abatzaret. In order that he should be able to survive during the famine. Va'amitzvim Oshku also, what do? They maltreat him. Oshek. Chinam, Lokachat Edisho, they take his wife. What does Hashem do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nokam Nikmasim B'negoyim Golem, he, shall we say, the Almighty, enters into the foray, and they are smitten. B'negoyim Gedolim. Correct? With great plagues. That's how he emerges from this event. He emerges laden down with what? Gold and silver. A lot of mammon. A lot of yirashamayim. The gamtziva la para anoshim l'shalchem. Para also, what does he do? He has his people escort him. So what exactly is this all about? Says the Ramban. B'ramazelov. This is a remez. Kibonav yerdim b'mitzvayim neharav. Guess what? He connects this to one event, namely going down to Egypt. Why do we go down to Egypt? What does the Pesukim say later on in the end of Bereshis? Barav Kavi Baretz. And that's when Yaakov had a dream. Hashem appeared to him and told him, guess what? Guess where you're going? You're going down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov did not want to go down to Mitzrayim. He did not want to leave Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem told him, don't worry. Parsha Vayigash. Anochi Eretz Mitzrayim. I will go with you. Vanochi Alcha Gamalo. I'll also take you out of Egypt. Correct? And Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. Not realizing that that experience is going to be a rather lengthy one. And a rather intense experience. One of incredible enormity. But once I let me just finish. And the Ramban says, so that's what happened then. And guess what happened? Va'mitzrayim, how did they treat us? Was it like a 5-star hotel? Not exactly. Va'mitzrayim, says the Ramban, Yoreulam, they maltreated us. What did they do? The Egyptians? This is a remez that they wanted to go ahead and kill all the males, as of course they threatened to throw them into the Nile. And guess what? Then we will take the females as concubines, as all types of, shall we say, mistresses and what have you. That was their intention. And then what happened at the end? Guess what? They were subject to what? We call them the 10 plagues. And how do we come out of there, Mitzrayim? We came down, laden down with what? A lot of tamales, a lot of green tamales, a lot of yerashamayim. Not only that, they accompanied us out. So the Ramban sees every single step of the way as essentially being a reference to that which happened later on, every kol tzad v'shal, every step of the way. And he writes, Lo nafal dava mikol ma'ora ha'av shelo yiya bebanim. Not one thing was left out. Every single step has a corresponding element later on in Jewish history in that, shall we say, sordid affair of the Sheba Mitzrayim and the ultimate Gulas Mitzrayim. One second, just a bit more. Va'inyin azeh pershu b'reshis rabbi. He's got a medrash again. Pinchas b'shem Abushai, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. What did Hashem tell him? Tei ukvosh es haderach lifnei banecha. What does that mean? Go and pave the way for your children. Avram Avinu, correct? He's now paving the way. Essentially, what is he doing? Creating the steps of Jewish history. And the Medrash goes on to say further. The atomotzi kama shikasu be'avram kasev banam. Whatever is written by him applies to his children. Be'avram ksev ayirav baretz. Be'yisrael ksev kizesh nasayim rabbi kev baretz. And on and on and on and on and on. He doesn't quote the whole Medrash, which is arichu shen kamo, which goes on forever. And just connects one event to a second. This event, this event, this event, this event. You hear? That's how the Ramban has this concept of Ma'asi Ovel, Siman the Bottom. Yes?
So, is this Siman once a Siman happens, let's say, or does it happen every generation?
No, it seems to be a one-time affair.
So if this already happened to Yaakov and
Oh, one second. No. It would, first of all, Yaakov, we have his own events. I'm not. So yeah, the Ramban goes throughout Chumash. That's why you have to learn the Ramban Abrashis with a fine-tooth comb. And you'll discover that Ramban has ascended by Yitzhak and ascended by Yaakov.
Right.
He connects events to Jewish history. I want to tell you, there's a book that, Sefer, that was on the desk of Ramban Kodesh Zatzal his whole life. What is that Sefer called? Of course, I don't remember right now. I'll remember shortly. I bought the Sefer about 50 years ago. I do not know where it is in my house. This Sefer connects all the events in Tanakh to everything that's happened in Jewish history throughout the millennium.
That's cool.
See, basically, the Yisod of the Ramban. It's based on the same Yisod. Ma'aseh Avos Siman LeBanim. The question, however, is, Ma'aseh Avos Siman LeBanim, how far does it go? Does it only apply to the Avos? HaKadoshim? The Imos HaKadoshim? Only Avos Siman LeBanim? Or can it apply to all the personalities in Tanakh? What has thou to say about this matter? Who told you that? Which little birdie revealed to you that secret? So, what is Shitas Rashi on the matter? See, that's why you have to learn Rashi and the Ramban and Kol HaTorah Kulo so in order to get a handle on this matter. Okay, I'm just raising the question right now, but I want to ask a few more questions and comment on this Ramban, which I must beg of you, if you just give me another 10 minutes, otherwise I won't be able to do anything here. If you remember, there's actually another Ramban in Chayisar, but I'm not even discussing it. Ramban comments on the Pasuk that describes Eliezer over there. If you remember, in Chayisar, you have the Chumash in front of you, so I'll just show it to you. I want to excite you to learn the Ramban. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to motivate you to learn the Ramban. The Ramban is sweeter than honey in the droppings of the honeycomb. It is all dvash, all honey. Ramban is so exciting. He makes the Torah such an adventure, at least to me. Anyway, if you remember, in the beginning of Chayisara, Eliezer, there's quite a lengthy description, twice, of course, in Parshas Chayisara, and the servant is extremely careful to remove the muzzles from the camel. Right? The camels are muzzled. You recall what I'm talking about? Beginning of Hasara, Perach of Dalit, he takes Hasara Gemalim, and then in Pasuk Yud, what does it say? Thank you, that Pasuk. But then a bit later, when he actually, to feed them, of course, he has to remove their muzzle, when he comes to the house of Lavan, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Chavdal Lamed Beis, page 69. Vayavohu Yishavaisa Vayfatach HaGmalim. What does he do? Rashi says, he tears Zomam Shalem. Why? Because they're very makben on gezel. Extremely makben on gezel. They don't want them to graze in other people's fields. This Rashi is found several times in Bereshis with reference to several of the key protagonists, dramatic personae that we are familiar with in this, shall we say, instead of Bereshis. What?
It's also in Lech.
Correct. But this is Lech Lecha, Chayisara, and then later on, a number of times, because Chazal indicated the Avos and the I was saying Rakdoshim were very makbid. And matter of fact, so the Ramban here comments, you don't have it, but the Ramban says that it's impossible to conceive that the piety of Pinchas ben Yoyer was greater than that which was displayed by Avram Avinu. The Gemara in Chulin, you know him? Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer? Do you remember? Just like even his camels only ate bedats! And Rabbi Ruben's Ashkocha, his camels! So Kavachemer, Ben Menoshe Kavachemer, the camels of Avram Avinu. So it would seem that there's no need to muzzle them because a righteous person like Avraham Avinu could not possibly be subject to any kind of mishap. But whatever the case is, this is part of the continued discussion of Ramban throughout his Perush Al HaTorah, especially in Sefer Bereishis, this concept of Ma'aseh Avos Siman LeBanim. I just wanted to flesh that in. Now, at the same time, now look at the next piece of the Ramban. and I'm not going to discuss it at length, but a little bit. Last three lines here. Bida, this Ramban is the subject of, I would say, Harbe Dio Nishpach Vaharbe Kulmasim Nishtabru Al Ramban Hazeh. Much ink has been spilled, and many, many quills have been broken on this Ramban. You see where I am? Bida, Ki Avram Avinu Chata Chet Godel Bishgoga. What does Ramban say about Avram Avinu going down to Mitzrayim? He committed a great transgression, albeit Bishogeg. How? Shehevi Ishtar Atzadegis B'mishalavim. He put his wife in a stumbling block of sin. Why? Nimdei Pachto Penyagu. He's afraid they would kill him. What should he have done? B'hayalo Livtach Bashem. Have Bitochon. He should have had Bitochon. Sheyatzil Al-Silvi Es Ishtar V'Eskashalom. That Hashem would save him and his wife and guess what? All of his possessions. Does Hashem not have the koach, the ability to go ahead and, shall we say, save someone? Of course he does. So according to the Ramban, Bishogeg, Avram was lacking in what? Bitochon. What a statement. Do you hear what the Ramban just said? The Ramban tells us that Avram Avinu committed a chet, Bishogeg. Furthermore, Gam Yitziyasim in Haaretz, leaving Eretz Yisrael, Shen Itzdavu Aleh B'Tchila, that he was commanded to go to Eretz Yisrael, Mitnei Harav, Avon Asher Chata, this is what? A sin, leaving Eretz Yisrael. We just said earlier, you can leave Eretz Yisrael. Number one, Parnasa. Number two, give it up the aim. Number three, getting married. Number four, Talmud Torah. I forgot what the other one was.
Is it?
Parnasa, Shidduch. So what does Ramban say? Ki Elokim Barov, Yifdenim Imavis. Hashem, what, he's not going to, shall we say, protect him from death? Because of this incident of leaving Eretz Yisrael, going to Mitzrayim, Nigzar Alzaro, Hagolus Bi Eretz Mitzrayim, Biad Baro. Guess what? The whole story of Shibud Mitzrayim is because of this Maiseh. What? Ma Hakesher! I thought that there's something called Bris Ben Absarim. Hashem told Avram Avinu, Yodo Ateida, Kiger Yeza Acha Beretz Lolohem, Vavod Vinu Osom Abbe Meoshona, Vigame Sagoya Sheavodu Dono Nochi, Vachrechen Yetzu Bechush Godo. Are you not familiar with those psukim? Of course you are. They're found right here in Chumash. So what in heaven's name is the Ramban suggesting in Lech Lecha, of all places, Perek Tesvov? You know the Bris Ben Absarim that Hashem told Abraham he's worried about having children. Hashem says, give me Eretz Yisrael. Page 43. Pasuk Vov, Zayin, Ches. אני השם אשר ציציך אמירו קזדים, במועד דק ירשנה, כל יגנו משולשת, ואי כך לסקול אלה, ואי ירד העייד, the vultures came, I like vultures. ואי השם אשר לבו ותעדים ענוף על אברום, ואי אומר לאברום, ידוע תדע, the whole Egyptian saga, right over here. Ramban says, no, that's not why. Hey, he forgot פסוק את בחומש. Okay, I'm not answering all these questions, I cannot, it needs 500 hours. But I want to just make a comment. I just want to finish it. This Ramban is mind-boggling. Two chatoyim. By the way, the Ramban has another chet that he found. Bataneh Sarai Batibach Miponeh with Hagar. You know Hagar? Bataneh Sarai. Why do I feel also Lech Lecha? Here it is. Page 45. Pasuk Vav. Perek Lamed. Tes Vav. Vayom Rav Masarai Nishu Chasid Yodech. Asila, do whatever you like to her. Vata'aneh HaSarai. Translate. Vata'aneh. Translate. Translate, Judah. Vata'aneh. And I didn't even go to Chacham. What do you call it? I wasn't there at the Askara of the Chacham. And what Hachamim were there. I told Yoni Adar, he's going to so many of these, he's going to become a Chacham as well. Matanea Sarai. Wasn't it Matanea? She afflicted her. Says Ramban Chet, Godol Chota Sara Imenu. The Gam Abram Bahanicha Lasso came. He stood by and did not protest. Was also guilty of a chet. Okay, I'm just telling you these Rambans because they are absolutely remarkable. The Ramban, I mean, if I were to Allah Havdil, if Alfi Abdos, I'm not the Ramban, I don't come near his toenails. Forget about that. That's a statement which is essentially. No, not an understatement. It's not only the understatement of the year, it is a ridiculous statement. I don't know how to describe it. 7 million meters, miles, kilometers, way below that. Anyway, the kids are. Ramban says something which is startling. So the Ramban has linked the exile in Egypt with the actions of Avraham Avinu and the affliction of Sarah. By the way, Ramban says something unbelievable. Do you know what happened with Hagar? Hashem heard her cries. And guess what? He gave her a son. How does the Torah describe that son? Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, page 46. Vehu Yiyeh Peradam. Translate the word Peradam. A wild, wild, wild man. A wild beast. That makes Rishonim point out, it should have said, Hu Yeh Adam Pera. Doesn't say that. It says, Hu Yeh Pera. There was a Shiva, actually, a very famous one. I won't mention names now, because I have to be careful. I have a chaver who said, Ilu Otsum. Talmud Chacham Adir. But he's also very wild. He was always wild. About tshuva, BT! And he came to the yeshiva in his teenage years, didn't know anything. He's an adult god. Rabbi, he's a wild man. So one of my old yeshiva asked him, Avishai David, he said to me, was tracht ihr von dem? What do you think of him? I said, it's Talmud Chacham. This, that. Was hakt ihr Scheinig? It's like a pair of them! What are you, crazy? You're saying, this and that? He's a wild beast. Anyway, so the Ramban says, what happened? Hashem heard Hagar's affliction, and guess what? He gave her a son, who would be a pair of Adam, to claw Yisrael, b'mesha kol ha-doros. What do you say to that? Ramban. Yeah, we can, Judah, as you say, nod our heads. It's right in front of us. Again, the Ramban has connected the actions of Avraham and Sarah with the maltreatment of generations of Jews at the hands of our cousins, the descendants of Yishmael. Oi! There's a famous kasha of the Ran. The Ran in his sefer Drasha Taran asked the following question. Drasha Taran is a collection of Drasha that the Ran delivered. Was sucht ihr? Ihr sucht etwas? I asked him, what's he looking for? Are you looking for something? Okay.
What pasuk was that?
You don't speak Yiddish. Which one? That's in. I know that. That's why I spoke to him in Yiddish.
Makes announcements in Yiddish.
I know, Baruch Hashem. Ganz fein Yiddish. Okay.
What pasuk was that?
It's in. Was it Tezayin? Where was it? Thank you. The Ran asked the following kashin is Droshes. On the Ramban's comment regarding the Rav, regarding the famine. You recall that there's another famine later on. Where is that? Perech Avav? Look at Perech Avav. I think that's where it is. I hope it's still there. The Pashas told us. Perech Avav, Pasuk Aleph. Do you remember that? In the days of whom? Yitzchak. Vayi Rav Haaretz. Milvad HaRav HaRishon HaShoyev B'mei Avram. Remember that? There's a Rav later on. Guess what? Who else wants to leave Eretz Yisrael? Yitzchak. Vayelach Yitzchak l'Avimelech, Melech Plishtim Grora. Hashem comes to him and tells him, Whoa, he says to him, hold your horses. Gur Baretz Asher Omer Elecha. You're not moving from the spot. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Ramban says, Rashi, forget the Ramban. So what does Rashi say? Why can't he go down to Mitzrayim? Look at the next pasuk. Al tered Mitzrayim. You stay right here, sonny boy. Shein baretz asherim ha'alecha. Gur baretz hazois. Why, says Rashi? He also thought he was going to Mitzrayim. Said the Rebbeinu Shalom to him, you can't go. Shato eilat tzmima. Ein chutz laretz kedai loch. You ain't going to Teaneck. And you ain't going to Chicago. And you ain't going even to Flatbush or Deal New Jersey or Flatbush, New York, or even in Borough Park or Muncie, you HaKadosh. You're staying right here. That's what Rashi quotes. Famous Chazal. He's a Korban, Noila Tzmima. He can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay? In fact, the Ran, listen to the Kasha. This is a Kasha that Ben Fuchs would ask me at, Ben Fuchs Shlita. And all of you would ask it, Shlita, 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 Shlita. Namely, if Avraham Avinu is going down to Egypt, constitutes a chet, why would Yitzchak want to follow such a course? If, as the Ramban claims, it's a chet, why would Yitzchak want to follow such a course? So therefore you have to assume, ipso facto, that Yitzchak obviously was unaware that it was a chet, and therefore chose to do so as a rational choice, given the exigency of the moment. That's what we have to assume. If so, had Ramban knows chet, as a fact on. You hear that kasha? What a kasha! It's like a pagaz, like a bombshell. You hear the kasha, Ellie? If Yitzchak didn't know, had Ramban know? That's what he asks on the Ramban. And furthermore, if jeopardizing his wife's situation, as the Ramban says here, also counts to the chet, why did Yitzchak want to simulate this behavior? You hear? Pilei ployin! Or as Rav Shvadron Zatzal used to say, Pilei ployin, hafli vofeli, neir neirus. I used to go to Hishmuzin on Friday night. We used to walk, my brothers, Shlita, and I. We used to walk, actually, from Itri to hear Hishmuzin. Oh, please stop it. We used to go to hear Hishmuzin. Shadron, one in Yiddish and one in Hebrew. One week in Yiddish, one in Hebrew. We went to both. And so, after the Shmuz was over, Neir HaVayim, I can't begin to describe to you, there were kids hanging from the rafters, these little Yerushalmis, these little Chayes HaKadosh. They're hanging from the rafters and they're singing. They're imitating. Pile pluyi neir neirus hafli vafeli. These are the expressions he used to use all the time. So, what exactly is going on over here? So I just want to perhaps lay down a yesod. I don't have time really to lay it down properly. I may go a few minutes over time, but I use as my model a Rav Reichman Shalita.
We can't eat dinner anyway yet.
That's correct. Thanks.
Like
so, that's the Ramban Shita is that essentially my service of the bottom means that every single event that we find with reference to the Avos and Imahos has relevance. The Dore Doros, they are the roots of the tree, where the branches, where the foliage, even the Achnasa Sorchin that we see later on, if you remember, in what Pasha? Beginning of Ayera, next week's Pasha. Yom Shabbos, if you don't mind. Parak Mefanin, you learned it last year. That's why I wouldn't trouble you. Deilach Nosasochim, Yosem Kabbalah from Ashkina, tells Sarah, she's running around like a, how shall we describe it? Like a?
Smarty.
That's how she is, okay. Running around like a chicken without a head to go and do Achnas Asochim as quickly as, frenetically as possible. But all that, essentially, has much relevance. You know, the footprints of the Avos and Imos are indelibly imprinted in our historical psyche. That's the Shitas Ramban, which he spells out more than just over here. So therefore, I went on to make the following suggestion. Even though the Ramban takes Avraham Avinu to task, once the Avos choose to act as they did, they automatically assumes the cosmic dimensions of Masei Avos Simul Bonim. Even though it may have been inappropriate, I'll give you another example. The famous example, the Ramban has the beginning of Vayishlach. In the Akdomah to Vayishlach. Ramban said, what? Vayishlach, Yaakov, Malachim, Lefanav, Esav, Ochi. So Chazal take Yaakov to task. Esav is dormant. He's quiet. Everything is shashtil. Everything is wonderful. All of a sudden, guess what? Yaakov decides to go ahead and arouse the dormant Esav. So Chazal and the Medrash compare it to everyone is walking merrily. I'm walking on the street, and there are all these huntalacha walking on the street. All the dogs are walking the street too. I decide to go ahead and pull the ear of the dog. Guess what? You pull his ear, he will yelp. Y-E-L-P. Correct? He's going to react. He's going to respond. He doesn't want you pulling his ears. Says the Medrash. That's exactly what Yaakov did. Machzik Bosnei Kelev. Who asked him to start up with the dog? Esav. Everything was quiet. Shashtil. The waters were flowing on the banks. God is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down on green pastures. Psalm 23. That's what it was. And yet, Ramban says, once Yaakov Avinu did it, even though Chazal say it was inappropriate, that becomes what? Maisa of a similar one. That's the Yisod that Ramban is laying down. So even though Yaakov could have chosen an altered modus operandi, once he opted for a particular methodology, it now becomes, shall we say, hallowed in our value system. Shtadlonos of Yaakov Avinu. The Ramban refers to Tanoim Amorim, who went to Rome in order to somehow try to intercede with the Roman government with all the Xeris against Claudius Yisrael. Say there, throughout our history. Have you read Jewish history? Of course you have. You are a wonderful man. You undoubtedly have. Rabbi Beryl Wine has those coffee table books. Must be 4 or 5 volumes by now. So therefore, to me, this answers the kasha of the run. I want to resolve that kasha. Even though Avraham and Yaakov should have employed a different tack, once they pursued a certain path, Maisa of a similar bottom dictates the identical course is followed by their descendants. That's how Kadosh and great the others anymore were. So Yitzchak, initially during a period of famine, decided to follow his father till Hashem told him, whoa, hold your horses. Shchein Baretz Hashem Ma'alecha. You stay put right here. No Teaneck, no Chicago, no Detroit, no St. Louis, not even Flatbush Steel or Muncie, Iraq Yiddish. And that's essentially the whole superstructure that undergirds the history of Knesset Yisrael was established by the Avos and Imos. And we can only understand our strengths and weaknesses by studying their lives with exceeding care. We have to study mamish, detail, minutia of the lives of the Avos and Imos. The Ramban, by the way, does not fail to accentuate the tzidkus of Avram and Sarah. The Ramban talks about their impeccable emunah, their chassidus, their commitment, their mesiris nefesh, their avas Hashem. And essentially, that's a very fundamental idea. And this idea, really, I just want to sum it up in one way, and that is the following. Often there's a tendency to portray the avos and imos as malachi hasharis. They were angels. And if that's the case, how can we possibly relate to them? We are, not you, I am a finite mortal. Frailty, thy name is human! As the bard said. That's the other gears of the bard. But, the bard is Shakespeare. We have foibles, we have weaknesses. I have foibles, I have weaknesses. But if you view them as malachi hasharis, how could a person say, chayiv adam lomar, masay agiv masay, masay avam yisug yankiv, I had a mashkiach, in Itzri HaRab, and Yaman HaTzadik, Yaman Zilber, the Chazanish called him a Tzadik. Every Friday night I used to speak for an hour and a half. Chayov Odom Loimar, Mosayogi Umasai, Limasi Avom Yitzhak Beyankir, and then Nochamo, and Nochamo, and Nochamo, and Nochamo. I couldn't take out from my holsters of Shabbos. Anyway, but my point simply is that the obviously most were saintly, but they were human beings. They were human beings, and the Torah actually has very careful, and the Ramban, and the Rishonim, the Keseder, the Brahma they use is different than the Brahma often that other people use. There, today, Svarim written about Yitzhak had dementia, Rachman Litzlan, all kinds of things that people write. These people are nitwits! Molly Balderdash! The Torah presents Atzadikim as great people who struggle to achieve the virtues they struggle. That's why, if we view them as demigods, transcendent, they'll be beyond our intellectual and emotional purview. Let me just finish this point. However, if we see them as human beings who achieved dizzying spiritual heights through their indefatigable labor, unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. Then we can begin to comprehend their attainments. So this Yesod of the Ramban is fundamental and basic, and we've just begun to explore it. Maybe we will explore it further, because it needs a lot more exploration. Go ahead.
This answer isn't entirely the Kasha of the Ramban.
Why not?
Because we're approaching from the point of view after it happened, but Yitzhak still had the choice to do it or not, so he must have been acting on something.
You're asking very well. I'm not completely happy with this answer, but this is the maskana I came to. Anyway, I shared this maskana with my Rebbe, Moron, Hagoyin, Ranisim Alpes, Chazag de Bracha, the Talmud Mufa, Ramesha Feinstein, just to see if it had some, shall we say, foundation. Okay, there's what to talk about. It needs more elaboration and clarification. Shekoyach.